5 murders in 3 states since last May at first glance seemed like isolated cases. Then a common thread started to emerge. 3 young men have been charged. All appear to have links to the same white supremacist group. NPR's Greg Myrie has our report.
The group calls itself the Atomwaffen Division. Atomwaffen is German for atomic weapons. It celebrates Adolf Hitler and Charles Manson. Its online images are filled with swastikas, and it promotes violence.
Race war now!
Race war now. This Atomwaffen video shows young men in face scarves and camouflage firing rifles during military-style training. It concludes with the tagline, "Join your local Nazis."
Atomwaffen no doubt takes some of the white supremacist rhetoric to another level. The views that they articulate is white supremacists on steroids.
Joanna Mendelson follows extremist groups for the Anti-Defamation League in Los Angeles.
And what is the change that they want to see? Real-world violence, real-world apocalyptic violence.
In the public conversation about extremism, radical Islam gets most of the attention. But according to monitoring groups, right-wing extremists have carried out a similar number of killings over the past 15 years. Atomwaffen was founded 3 years ago. One member says about 60 people belong nationwide. They hide their identities and may not know each other beyond online pseudonyms, though some have gathered for weapons training. And Atomwaffen keeps popping up in the news.
This morning, the Orange County District Attorney's Office filed 1 felony count of murder.
Prosecutors say 20-year-old Sam Woodward stabbed to death 19-year-old Blaze Bernstein on January 2nd in Orange County, California. They had attended high school together and apparently went to a park on the night of the killing. Bernstein was Jewish and openly gay. He was back home for winter break from the University of Pennsylvania. Here's Bernstein's father, Gideon, describing the son he lost.
Blaze was a brilliant, colorful, and charismatic man who shined light on all of the lives of the people and communities that he touched.
According to the news outlet ProPublica, Woodward was an Atomwaffen member who attended one of his training camps. Group members are supporting him on social media. This is one of 3 separate attacks and a total of 5 deaths with apparent links to Atomwaffen. Keegan Hankey studies far-right groups for the Southern Poverty Law Center.
All of these young men, steeped in this propaganda both online and off, went on to enact violence. You know, I think the fact that so much of it came to light in a short period of time shows how devastatingly potent some of these materials can be.
In Reston, Virginia, just outside Washington, police say a couple was fatally shot in December by their daughter's 17-year-old boyfriend. The shooting took place after the couple told their daughter to break up with the boy when they learned of his neo-Nazi beliefs, reportedly linked to Atomwaffen. Then there's this case in Florida.
Right now at 5, a double murder motive. The disturbing comments a teenager made to police explaining...
18-year-old Devin Arthurs is charged with killing 2 roommates in Tampa last May. He told police he was an Atomwaffen member and, bizarrely, also a convert to Islam. He's pleaded not guilty, but during police interrogation, he claimed he acted to prevent attacks Atomwaffen members were plotting.
In hindsight, it's very stupid what I've done. And honestly, like, it feels almost like, all of this feels very surreal, like a dream.
Another roommate, 22-year-old Brandon Russell, is a leading member of Atomwaffen. In a separate case, he was sentenced in January to 5 years for possessing explosives. Atomwaffen is just one of many white supremacist groups that gathered last year in Charlottesville, Virginia, for a rally that turned violent. Here again is the ADL's Joanna Mendelson.
I've been doing this work for 17 years, and not to be hyperbolic in any way, but we've never been as busy as we are today. The white supremacists are much more emboldened.
They're no longer on the fringes, she says. Now they want to be mainstream. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.